Hey, whatever it takes, man.
It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Grover. All the way. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri moves a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers.
Let's go!
This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Welcome to Six Rings. This is Megan Adelini from WEEI, joined by John Lyons. And we just wrapped up practice number 11 from Patriots training camp, a super light lift, a walkthrough ahead of the Washington Commanders' visit tomorrow. And I want to start here. We just got out of a little media availability with wide receiver Kayshon Booty. And I think it's safe to say that he's closer to a lock for this roster, in my mind, than a drop. I think he's moved pretty far away from the bubble, and I think his whole approach to the media availability today, his whole demeanor really reflects that. I think this is a guy who's feeling really good in this offense, Sean.
Yeah, and I think at this point he's established himself as probably their second-best receiver, third at worst, because obviously Stephon Diggs is Stephon Diggs. DeMario Douglas is DeMario Douglas in the slot. But when they've gone 11 personnel, 12 personnel, whatever, they've had Kayshon Booty on the field a ton. And it's been with different combinations of guys. Sometimes it's with Diggs and Douglas. Sometimes it's with Kyle Williams. Today he was out there in 12 personnel with Mac Hollins, a guy who, as soon as Mac Hollins came back, was repping with the ones, and now they're out there together. So he's a guy that, in 2020 at LSU, was one of the best freshman receivers in the country. He talked about his injuries and his recovery today and his availability. And maybe now he's finally fully back, recovered from some of those injuries and the surgeries. Because, again, the talent has always been there. The concerns have been, is he going to put it all together mentally, physically, emotionally? Remember, he had some issues in 2023. He didn't see a ton of time. Had some issues off the field last year. Feels like he's kind of has it all together, at least so far, a couple weeks into camp.
Yeah, he certainly sounds like he's a lot more comfortable in his body, especially around that ankle that he talked about the injury ahead of his own NFL draft. I think the big question is how much his process has changed since he came in, and this idea of, does he get it? Does he get it as a pro? I remember talking to him last year about the steps that he tried to take forward in that sense, and just being in the facility more, doing the work that he's supposed to be doing, but with the team and in the facility. So I think he's having a great camp, as I said, somebody to keep an eye on when you're trying to decipher what the depth chart of the wide receivers is going to be. But I think the other area of major attention that we can take away from today is the offensive line. So Morgan Moses seemed to have a kind of management day today. Probably had people will say, hey, it's a walkthrough. You know, why can't he be out there for a walkthrough? Well, they have the Commanders coming in tomorrow. Yesterday was quite a long practice in pads. You probably saw news reports that Terrell Williams at one point had to leave to be treated for dehydration. It was a strenuous day yesterday. In Morgan Moses's place, we saw both Demontre Jacobs, who's been rotating through that right tackle position, as well as Marcus Bryant, and at one point, I believe, Vidarian Lowe. Did you see that, and what do you put into that, John?
Yeah, Marcus Bryant, a tackle they drafted with long arms, Mego, right? Mm-hmm. After all that, right?
So seventh rounder.
Yes, and the opposite of Armon Membu at Missouri, right? So, first of all, nice to see Terrell Williams back at practice today. That was a good sign to see. Scary moment yesterday. And I think Morgan Moses, he's been on a pitch count, load management, whatever you want to call it, all camp. I think that's going to continue tomorrow, and I think that's kind of what today was about. He doesn't necessarily need to stand there and line up in a walkthrough. That's more valuable for a Demontre Jacobs, right, for a Marcus Bryant, to be able to line up in the walkthrough, because when they get reps tomorrow, it's going to be against Washington and legit NFL pros across from them. So I think that was more valuable for them to have those reps today. Did notice Garrett Bradbury taking a lot of those starting center snaps. I know Jared Wilson's kind of been there sometimes, at left guard other times. It feels like going into the joint practice tomorrow, we're going to see an all-rookie left side of the offensive line, and Will Campbell, Jared Wilson with Bradbury starting out at center. And that, Mego, I know we love to talk offensive line play, that is something to watch tomorrow for sure.
Yep, I actually wrote about it for WEEI.com yesterday. Just the idea that Drake May's entire blindside, hopefully everybody feels good about the 2025 draft because that's where they're looking. And I would throw in Trevion Henderson in there as well because he had a tremendous practice yesterday, was used in the passing game as well as his responsibilities as a running back. Really, their top three picks from the draft, they're banking a lot of their offensive success on those guys being able to hit the ground running, quite literally in Trevion Henderson's case.
Yeah, and it's a great point. And one thing I did notice in walkthrough today that I think is important is they ran a lot of screens. And I feel like they're going to run a lot of screens this season, obviously with Josh McDaniels, but tomorrow as well. And that's something Will Campbell, super athletic guy, Jared Wilson, super athletic guy, Trevion Henderson, super athletic guy. Screens are going to be a big part of this offense. And they always have been, as I said, with McDaniels. But I think especially given the youth and athleticism, they're probably not going to have a lot of downfield pass plays where they have the protection take a long time to develop. And they'll do it somewhat, especially with Kyle Williams. But I think we saw today, if it's really a dress rehearsal for tomorrow, we're going to see a lot of screens tomorrow. I think we're going to see a lot of screens Friday night in the preseason game. And I think we're going to see a lot this season. I think their athleticism, it makes it worth it, especially along that left side of the offensive line. And I would add one other point, Mego. You illustrated the left side of the offensive line is rookies. Well, your center, if it's Bradbury, is also a new guy to the system. So it's three guys, essentially, that are new, plus Henderson back there in the backfield. So that's going to be something to watch going forward. I mean, I'm not going to be shocked if there's some growing pains. We've seen it a little bit with Will Campbell already. He's had some great reps in 11-on-11, but he's had some reps, especially on the inside. He got beat, right? So I'm not going to be surprised if we see that. But I think it's really interesting that they're banking a lot on these young guys, especially on offense.
So looking ahead to tomorrow, and actually before we do that, I will make one note. I think it's important when we look at the depth chart on these different in these position groups and offense. Javon Baker was with some higher level reps today. Notably, he was not with the third string down on the opposite field. That's something new. Javon Baker has had a pretty tremendous camp for him so far. Don't know if that would push him all the way up to being off the bubble because of what a huge challenge it's going to be for him to make this roster, in my opinion. But do you read very much into that?
Yeah, and also there was one point late in practice in 11-on-11, Jaylen Polk got a rep with the one. So maybe they're giving these guys a little bit of an extra shot heading into tomorrow. And Baker's issue has been, it always really has been, his consistency. You can go back to at UCF. He had, I think, 13 drops his final year, but he also had a bunch of big plays, right? And we saw it last year in training camp. He'd make a big play, and then he'd kind of disappear for a couple practices. And we've seen it a little bit it's been better this year, but he's still a guy that I think we're waiting for that consistency. So yeah, he was with the ones at times today. Now tomorrow, if Kendrick Bourne is having a bigger role, does Baker slide back down, or does Baker get a couple reps tomorrow and stack together a couple good reps and then follow with a good preseason game on Friday night? I mean, we saw last year he had a big catch in a preseason game and then he was quiet for a few days after that in practice. So I think the biggest thing with Javon Baker is just consistency, because the talent is there, the wow factor, if you will, can be there, but it's not going to be good enough if you only see it once or twice a week. He's got to continue to stack that consistency together, and I think tomorrow is a massive opportunity for him to do that.
So tomorrow is the only joint practice that the Commanders are having here at Foxborough with the Patriots ahead of Friday's preseason game. These always carry a ton of weight, and I think this being a team that, in my opinion, the Commanders, a lot of what the Patriots tried to do in the offseason was modeling off of the way that the Commanders rebuilt in terms of bringing in these veterans who maybe are not the biggest headlines of free agency or traditional free agency outside of Milton Williams and Stephon Diggs, but can really solidify you and hopefully bring you up from the cellar in some of your struggling groups up to average. And so I'm very curious to see, first of all, who's on the field in terms of our different guys who are on their management plans, thinking, of course, of Carlton Davis, who's really just been participating through walkthroughs for the most part. I would guess Morgan Moses is going to be out there. Christian Gonzalez, probably not. But aside from that, what are you looking at in terms of how much weight this carries and what the coaches are going to be looking for?
Yeah, I think tomorrow is the most important day since Mike Vrabel got hired. Maybe since the first round of the draft in April for this team, because you go back, look at last year, right? They had a joint practice against the Eagles, and you and I were here. It felt like JV versus varsity, really, that practice. And look, the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. They won the Super Bowl for a reason. But you just were here, and they were bigger, they were stronger, they were faster, they were better coached, they executed. every single thing that went into that practice, the Eagles did better than the Patriots. And we saw Patriots won four games, really three and a half, because that last week the Bills didn't try to win. So can they be closer to a good team? Because Washington was in the NFC Championship game last year. They have a top 10 quarterback in Jaden Daniels. That's a really good football team that is well coached with Dan Quinn leading the charge there. So can they be closer to them than they were to the Eagles last year? I think they can, but really this is a great barometer, probably a better barometer than any of their preseason games will be, because as we've seen in recent years, these joint practices sometimes are tougher than the actual preseason games, and the ones have more reps. So I want to see, how do the Patriots do against Washington starters, but also their depth? Because you mentioned the Patriots are trying to build up to kind of what Washington was last year, and I think where the Patriots are in their build, they have a lot of good starters, right? You mentioned Milton Williams, Robert Spillane, right? They have, you know, if you want Stephon Diggs, May, but they don't have a ton of depth, right? Their depth behind Milton Williams and Barmer at defensive tackle, their depth behind Spillane at linebacker, their depth behind Hunter Henry. Huge questions in all those places. Can we get some answers tomorrow? Maybe some of those depth guys step up a little bit, and that would make me feel even better about the 2025 season. But really, I think you juxtapose it with what happened last year against Philly. Tomorrow is a massive, massive day for the Patriots as they continue their rebuild.
Of course, a little sidebar of that visit is going to be Terry McLaurin and his status ongoing with the Commanders. I tend to believe that he's going to be with the Commanders, especially as time goes on. They don't want to trade him. And so I think that you can make all the pitches in the world unless you absolutely knock their socks off. And I'm not sure how far the Patriots can go with that. I don't see him switching teams mid-joint practice or preseason game.
Staying, right? Like, look, and I would love Terry McLaurin on the Patriots. Not only 5,000-yard seasons, and let's not forget several of them with bad quarterbacks. I mean, Sam Howell's throwing in the ball in some of those. But last year, 56 of his catches went for first downs, which would have been far and away the most on the Patriots. He'd be the best offensive player here since Julian Edelman in 2019, maybe Stevenson in 22, because I know he was the center of that offense, but he'd be the best, I think, offensive player you've had here, maybe since Tom Brady left, really. Just different position, I know. And it'd be a great ad for the Patriots. I'd do a second-round pick for him. I'd do a second and a future third as well. But I tend to agree with you. I just don't see Washington letting him go. I mean, you have a young quarterback on a rookie contract. You just went to the NFC Championship game. You just traded for Laremy Tunsil as well. Like, I don't understand why Washington would even remotely consider letting him go. So I would love to have him. I would trade for him if I were the Patriots, if I could. But I'm with you. I just don't see it being super realistic.
Got to have a willing trade partner, as we learned from the Red Sox at the MLB trade deadline.
Maybe the Patriots can trade for Joe Ryan.
We have a tremendous amount of content coming up for you later this week. Of course, starting with tomorrow, Wednesday, the Commanders join practice. And then the preseason game and the Tom Brady statue unveiling on Friday night. So keep tuned in, okay? Everywhere that you consume WEEI, not just over the air, but find our write-ups on WEEI.com, on Instagram, on Twitter, and anywhere that you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.